just, I guess, an initial thought on the obvious of having a chance to play for your hometown team?
Excitement. I haven't really even got nerves. I know those will come eventually, but just excitement to be able to go home. And it's always been a dream of mine to play for the hometown team and have family and friends all the time. So really, really excited.
Did you have any idea over the last few days that this could be an option, or how did it work out?
Not really. Talked to my agent. You know, we had a couple opportunities, but as of this morning, the Jets came through, and it seemed like they wanted me, and that's kind of what I wanted. It seemed they wanted me, so yeah, it worked out pretty good.
Quinton, Tim Campbell at the Free Press, wondering how disappointed you were not to get an offer from Florida earlier this week.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Florida. It was unbelievable. They treated me great. I had a great time there, but you know, they're going a different way now. They, you know, they wanted some more depth on their team, and you know, it sucks in a way, but this is a good opportunity for me to move on and start a new chapter at home.
Quinton, Ken Wiebe from the Winnipeg Sun here. What's it going to take to become a regular and have an impact on this Jets lineup in the fall?
I think just play my game. Not try to do too much. I think I can use my speed. That's one of my assets. Use that, you know, show that on the forecheck, and you know, hit some bodies out there, and basically just compete. Hopefully, I'll get an opportunity.
Tim touched on it, but what were the emotions like, you know, from becoming a UFA at such a young age and trying to wade through free agency? How did you deal with that side of things?
Yeah, I mean, never been through it, so it's kind of nerve-wracking knowing that there's a chance of owning a different team. You know, I kept telling my family, you know, it sucks because, you know, I've been with the same group of guys now for, whatever, 5 years in Florida, and it's been awesome. So, you know, it sucks leaving there. I loved it. Everybody was great to me, but like I said, this is a new chapter, and I'm really excited for it.
Do you know many of the guys inside the room here?
I definitely know a few. I played with Shifon World Juniors. I worked out with a couple guys during there during the summer, so I've definitely been around a few of them.
How would you maybe describe your style of play for Quinton, for those who haven't seen you as much?
My speed's my asset. You know, I try to get on the forecheck as hard as I can, and try to be competitive every shift. You know, try to play good defense, play a penalty kill role if I can, and then you know, provide some offense when the chances are there. But you know, basically just use my speed and kind of push their other opponent's D back as much as I can.
Can you provide some insight on how many teams you talked to during the interview period at all?
Honestly, I don't really know. You know, that's kind of why we leave it up to our agents to deal with. But I know there was a couple options up there. You said. Yeah, they said that the Winnipeg deal was the best suited for me. So,
what's the biggest thing you're going to work on over the course of the summer here?
Getting quicker, even. I want to get quicker. I want to get stronger. Gain some more weight, and you know, basically just work on little things with my hands and shot and stuff, which I've already been doing on the ice there. So. I think if I can just kind of keep going with the program I've started this summer, it should help me out.
Well, you talked about the importance of playing for your hometown team. It was a long road to get to the NHL. Has that soaked in at all about maybe possibly being a Jet in the fall?
It hasn't sunk in. You know, like I said, it's just kind of been exciting so far. But yeah, I mean, it's always been a dream to be able to play in front of home. Friends and family, every game is something that I've always wanted. And obviously with the Jets, they draw some of the best crowds in the league. So to be able to play in front of them would be a dream come true for me.
It's been an exciting couple weeks for your family. I know we talked in at the draft. What was their reaction to you signing with the Jets?
My mom dropped the phone when I called her. I don't think she really knew that it was true. My dad